You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, standing here live and in person with my friend and colleague, Steve Gilbert, and we're ready to talk about all things Diamondbacks. So, Steve, let's start off with the fifth starter competition. It seems to have maybe the pool of candidates has shrunk a little bit, but there are still a lot of candidates for a lot of spots. So let's talk. Give us a little update on that.
Yeah, Allison, the Diamondbacks, most teams would have only one spot, two spots open. These guys have three spots still open in the rotation. But they have whittled it down from about 12 or 13 to 8 or maybe 9 if you consider Yoan Lopez. So you still have Josh Colemanter, Jeremy Hellickson at the top, and then three open spots. Chase Anderson has pitched well. Trevor Cahill's pitched well. Ruby De La Rosa has looked good at times, but there's still a bunch of other guys still in the mix for those spots.
So, I remember, like, just from my years of covering the Astros, that, you know, the manager, coaching staff, they would really not specify. Like, they'd be like, this guy absolutely has a chance to make this rotation. And we all knew that he was either ticketed for the bullpen or maybe, like, AAA starting there. I mean, can you kind of earmark some of these guys? Well, a couple of them have been told, like, if you're going to make the team, it's going to be out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they looked at Andrew Chapin as no longer a starting candidate. They're going to look at him in the bullpen. The same goes for Vidal Nuño. So they've started to kind of start that process, which they really need to do because they're running out of innings for some of these guys. But again, you start looking at, like, Chase Anderson, who time after time has put together consistent outings, and it looks like it'd be hard for him not to be in a rotation. But of course, they're not going to go that far and say that just yet. Randall Delgado is another guy who could, you know, see time in the bullpen if he doesn't make it in a starting rotation. So it's still this, you know, big puzzle pieces that haven't quite come together yet.
What kind of impression do you get from the decision makers? I mean, do you feel like they feel comfortable with where they are at this point in the spring? There's so many decisions that still have to be made. Do you sense any kind of, you know, maybe discontent that, like, you know, time is running out and we still don't know what's happening?
You know, you might think that that'd be the case, but it seems like they're thrilled with all the competition that there is. And I talked to Dave Stewart just 2 days ago, and he was saying, oh, this is great. We got a lot of competition. There's no need to make a decision right now on this or other things as the fire trucks go by. They don't feel any kind of pressure at the moment. Now, that could change if we're still, like, you know, a week or 10 days from now, still trying to have eight candidates for the final three spots.
So I liked this story. Daniel Hudson is making the team in some capacity. Special guy, they call him. So give us a little bit of background on what he's been through. Obviously, two major surgeries, and just means so much to this organization.
Yeah, you know, he was a big reason they won the NL West in 2011. 2012, he came down with an elbow injury, had to have Tommy John surgery, so missed all but the first 6 weeks, I think it was, of that season. And then he was just weeks away from coming back in 2013, maybe a week, maybe one more minor league start, and he tore the ligament again and had to have another Tommy John surgery. So he missed the entire 2013 season, and he missed all of 2014 except for three appearances in September. So he's a guy that he still has electric stuff. Now they have to kind of figure out what's the best way to kind of use him this year. Is it out of the bullpen or as a starter? Chip was saying it's hard. Chip Hale, the manager, was saying it's hard to decide how many innings he can throw this next year because, you know, usually they say, you know, 30 innings or whatever, but he only threw like 2 2/3 last year, so that wouldn't leave him with too many innings. So is it best to have him on a regular routine of a starter, but then he doesn't get many starts, or do they have him as a reliever, but then they have to be careful about back-to-back days and how much time he has to warm up and those kind of things?
I guess that's what this time of year is for, to figure all this stuff out. So I was asking Chris Haft, who covers the Giants. I'm like, the Giants haven't been winning very many games, which is not a big deal for spring training, except maybe is it a big deal? And so Chip Hale, you have explained to me, and I get it, his competitive spirit. And he does take things, even at fantasy camp, maybe he takes it all very seriously, which is very admirable. But he is getting a little frustrated with what he calls bad baseball. He's okay if it's not winning baseball, but he doesn't want to see bad baseball. So how is he feeling about how things have gone lately?
Yeah, the last few days he's felt better, but they were in a stretch there where they weren't playing very well, and it was showing on his face. And you know, the comment that he made about bad baseball was in response to a question about, it seems like you're taking these spring training losses kind of hard. And he said, no, I know the spring training wins and losses don't matter, but I get upset at bad baseball. And he felt like the starting lineup, the guys that they're counting on to either be in the mix or starting position players weren't necessarily playing very well. And part of that was because the pitching was having these long innings, and then guys sit and they're standing around in the field and they come in. It was interesting because, you know, normally guys don't care about results, and he said, no, results don't necessarily matter. However, bad baseball does, and he didn't like the lack of fundamentals and just kind of the way it was going.
I mean, I think that if you injected, like, truth serum to a lot of these baseball people, a lot of managers, that they would say, we all know at its core that spring training, wins and losses, the guys that are finishing up these games aren't even going to be on the 25-man roster. But losses still stink, regardless of where you're playing them or what time of year.
Yeah, and Chip, I think you'd like to play Chip in poker, because I'm not sure he has a great poker face all the time. So he doesn't do a great job of hiding that, as some other managers may do a better job of hiding that. But he just was quite honest and let us know what he was thinking.
So on a happier note, Paul Goldschmidt seems to be having a really good spring, and there's been no news about him, and there's really nothing to say about him, which is exactly what he would probably want right now.
Yeah, he loves that when there's not much to talk about, especially when people aren't asking him about him. But, you know, he was asked after the first game of the spring, hey, were you nervous going in? And he's like, oh, well, you know, you're always trying to get out there for the first time. No, because of your hand. And he's like, oh, I hadn't even thought about that, so you brought it up, because it had healed, and he probably could have played last September at the end, but they didn't want to push it. So for him, it was a normal offseason, and he, aside from wearing a slight little pad in his batting glove, he doesn't really even think about it.
That's good, that, you know, because that's what the media is there for, right? To remind guys about if they're not doing well, if they've been injured, if there's somebody really scary coming up. So it's our job to really kind of try to freak these guys out.
And to remind them that they're on a good streak and jinx them, as they like to say all the time.
Exactly. And let's end on like a really funny note, because it appears that Yasmani Tomas needs an interpreter for his interpreter. So this little Keystone Cops-ish kind of incident happened recently. Thank God everybody's okay, but what was going on?
Well, he got hit in the foot. Well, we all thought he got hit in the foot. And so when Chip Hale went to check on him, the trainer came out, and so his interpreter, Ariel Prieto, came out too. And somehow in the translation, it got... They translated to Chip that his thumb, and the trainer, that his thumb was numb, and they were all confused as to how his thumb got numb when it looked like he got hit in the foot. And apparently the word for thumb and big toe was similar, or Ariel got them mixed up or whatever, but they kept trying to figure out what was wrong with his thumb while he was pointing to his foot. And so the umpire, Kerwin Danley, behind the plate, had a good laugh at that and told Prieto that maybe he'd be better served not coming out next time.
Well, the important thing is that Tomas is completely fine.
Completely fine. No problem with both his thumb and his toe, and his big toe apparently are fine.
Good to know. Okay, Steve, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the spring, and we will talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.